This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Garibay, G-A-R-I-B-A-Y, first name Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R, date of birth October 24, 1985, date of evaluation April 5, 2022, the referring physician Dr. Swartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. The chief complaint, 36-year-old male with left shoulder injury who is seen preoperatively. The HPI. The patient is a 36-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury on May 10, 2021. Period. The injury occurred when the spring mechanism fell and he attempted to catch it with his left arm, period. The patient stated that he is a, correction, the patient stated that he was working on a ladder for a garage door machine when it fell, semicolon, exerting its falling force on his left shoulder, period. He was initially evaluated on site, period. This was followed by referral to Concentra Medical, period. The patient had reported that he had felt a sudden pain and pop in his left shoulder and was subsequently diagnosed with a SLAP lesion, period. He was found to have a superior glenoid labrum lesion of left shoulder, osteoarthritis of left shoulder, common neck pain, common cervicalgia, C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, and incomplete rotator cuff tear or rupture of the left shoulder, period. He was further found to have dislocation of the other parts of the left shoulder girdle, period. He had initially underwent a conservative course of treatment, but continued with dull throbbing pain, period. Pain is typically 6-7/10, period. It is worse with activity, and at that point goes to 8-9/10, period. Pain is aggravated by showering, dressing, or activities of daily living, period. Pain radiates down the arm and forearm and is associated with numbness, period. The patient has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history, one, asthma. This was diagnosed approximately 3 weeks ago, period. Next number, hypertension, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next number, some neonatal gastric surgery, period. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Maternal grandfather had myocardial infarction times 3. The social history, he has distant history of cigarette smoking, but none in 15 years. He reports occasional alcohol use, period. He denies drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. He reports recent weight loss, period. Skin, unremarkable. eyes, he wears reading glasses. Gastrointestinal, he reports increased belching. Musculoskeletal, he has left arm weakness as noted, otherwise as per HPI. Neurologic, he describes numbness, Indian wall shoulder. Psychiatric, he has nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 147/99, pulse 65, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 349.6 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin exam reveals multiple tattoos, especially involving the lateral arm. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder reveals decreased range of motion on abduction and extension. Range of motion is limited to approximately 85 degrees, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 54 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 36-year-old male with history of industrial injury resulting in a slap lesion, hyphen superior glenoid labrum lesion of left shoulder, comma osteoarthritis, comma neck pain, comma incomplete rotator cuff tear or rupture of left shoulder, and dislocation of other parts of left shoulder girdle, period. He has undergone cortisone injection with failure of conservative treatments, period. The patient is now scheduled for left shoulder arthroscopy, comma, debridement of the glenohumeral joint, comma, possible SLAP lesion repair, comma, possible bicep sternotomy, comma, possible bicep tenodesis, comma, subacromial decompression, and left distal clavicle excision to allow left shoulder arthroscopy debridement, period. Patient appears clinically stable for his procedure, period. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, period. Overall, his perioperative risk is felt not to be significantly increased, period. He does have a recent diagnosis of asthma, but at the time of this examination has no findings of airway obstruction, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure and is cleared for same. I have started him on amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, to further control his blood pressure. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Hector Garibay.